If it snowed like 10 centimeters every single day and there was no wind and there was no temperature changes, we probably wouldn't have anything besides just a few little loose sloughs, smaller avalanches. But what does happen, though, is we have a bit of snow falls early season, and then we get some rain, so it builds a layer. Then we have a bunch of snow that falls. Maybe we get some wind. Maybe it gets hot. So anytime there's a change in the snowpack, it has a potential to create avalanche conditions. The snow around here rarely ever falls without some wind. And we get wind slabs, and then those crusts that I was talking about that maybe developed earlier in the season can form layers in the snowpack that create some bonding issues or different types of crystal growth around those crusts. And we can have different layers in the snowpack that cause different problems or slabs.